Cardinal Jorge Bergoglio is the first Jesuit to ever be chosen pope. The Argentine joined the Society of Jesus in 1958 and eventually became leader of all Jesuits in Argentina. Here to tell us more about the order is WNYC's Jim O'Grady, who authored a book about Jesuits, Daniel M. Philip Berrigan. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Sotiris. It's all pope all the time.
It certainly is, at least today. Some people view Jesuits as the liberal Catholics, the educators, the scholars, the social activists, especially in Latin America. What do you think we can expect from Pope Francis?
Well, it's pretty clear that he's doctrinally conservative, but he's also a product of the Jesuit order, as you say. He led the Jesuits in Argentina from 1973 to 1979, and that was a crucial period when the Jesuits were essentially feuding with the Vatican, because the pope at the time, Paul VI, accused the order of loose discipline. He thought the worldwide head of the Jesuits, Father Pedro Arrupe, should have been cracking down on his priests in Latin America who were practicing liberation theology, and that's a doctrine that supports the poor in fighting political oppression. Arrupe wouldn't do it to the pope's satisfaction, and the fight went on for a while, and there was this very dramatic scene in 1983 when Pope John Paul II visited Nicaragua, and liberation theologian Ernesto Cardenal greeted him on the tarmac by kneeling down before him, and the pope very publicly wagged a finger in his face and rebuked him.
And what did Bergoglio think of this?
Well, he would have followed all of this very closely, and he seems to have split the difference. He criticizes liberation theology for its Marxist roots, but he also embraced this ethic of what's called a preferential option for the poor. As bishop, he raised awareness of poverty and spoke about justice for the poor in Sao Paulo.
And don't the Jesuits have a long history of involvement in politics, though?
They have. Long and colorful. Two quick examples. In the 17th century, the British crown accused the Jesuits of being behind the gunpowder plot, an attempt to blow up Parliament, and that was probably not true. In the 18th century, Pope Benedict XIV suppressed the Jesuits in parts of Europe for meddling in politics, and there was a little more credibility to that.
And in the earliest days of the Jesuits, they were a much different order, weren't they?
Very different. The Jesuits started out in 16th century Italy as wandering holy men. They were like Francis of Assisi, who may have inspired Pope Francis in his choice of name. But then the Jesuits got organized and over time became the largest order of priests in the Catholic Church.
And what kind of order have they become?
Well, they grew into the church's intellectual elites, largely speaking, and they traveled widely as missionaries, especially in Asia. They were very good at adapting to local customs and learning the language and installing themselves as advisors in the local power structure. And so at the same time, they absorbed new ideas and different ways of looking at the world, and that often made them more cosmopolitan than your average archbishop, and that sometimes made them suspect in the eyes of Rome.
And so, you know, there's been a periodic tension over the centuries between the Vatican and the Jesuits, but haven't the Jesuits also influenced the church and been a force for change in the church?
They have, and a good example of that is the American Jesuit John Courtney Murray, who was born in New York City in 1904. Back then, Catholics belonged to a church that called itself the One True Faith. But they lived in a country that had freedom of religion and did not privilege one faith above another. So Courtney Murray comes along. He's a thinker, and he reconciles these things. He says American Catholics could embrace religious pluralism and participate fully in political life and still be good Catholics.
Well, Pope Francis has been a Jesuit for more than 40 years, so Jesuit history is his history, too. We'll see what he does with it. Thanks so much, Jim.
Thank you, Sotirios.
WNYC's Jim O'Grady.